Hi everybody, my name is Christy Eldridge and this is Everyday Prophecy, and I have a word for you from the Lord. So I want to read to you Revelation chapter 3 verse 8. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door and no one can shut it, for you have a little strength, have kept my word and have not denied my name. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I have a hotel room. I had a hotel room in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And in that hotel room, there was a picture on the wall. And it was a picture of a door frame, a red door frame. And there was no door. I knew exactly what he was speaking. This was a picture of Revelation 3:8, that he has set before you an open door. There, it is open because there is no door for any man to shut. There literally is no door. It's just the door frame. And so this is the word that the Lord is bringing to you today. He says, I see your works. I see your heart. I see your determination in the face of resistance, and I see what's come against you, and yet you're standing, yet you're pushing forward with such endurance, with such prowess. Help me, Holy Spirit. He says, I've done such a mighty work in your life. I'm so proud of who you have become by my Spirit. Look at you now. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, take a good look around you, because things are about to change. Things are about to change. This is a defining moment in your life, my friend. He says, this is a defining moment in your life. Oh, I just feel the Lord's heart right now. Wow. I see, with my eyes closed, I see like that there was a fork in the road, and you had a choice. Friend, you had a choice. You could have chosen one way, or you could have chosen the other way, and the one way would have been the easy way. There was not a lot of resistance. You could have chosen that way, and then there was another way, and it was just like, oh, it's like a jungle. It's like overgrown with all kinds of, you know, you have to like chop everything down to even get through, to even make a path. And there's not a map for it. The other way, there's like a road map, and it's easy. You've got your, you know, GPS on your phone and your Google Maps. And then this other way, there's like no map. It's very uncertain. Anyone in the right mind would have said to go the easy route, but you chose the hard path. You chose rightly. You chose the Lord. You followed the Holy Spirit, and that path has led you to this moment right now. And he just says, look around you, take a good look, because things are going to change. You know, he's reminding me of when I had my daughter. She's 20 now, and I remember right before she was born, I remember sitting with my husband and looking at him being like, things are never gonna, wow, I wanna cry. Things are never gonna be the same again. It's never going to be just you and me again. That was a defining moment. That is what I'm talking about now. This is for you. Right now, look around, because things are going to change and they're not going to be the same. But they're going to be so good. But the Lord says to you today, listen, there's no going back. You're on a trajectory with the Lord that is unchangeable. You are on the glory train with God, and it is on. You're not getting off. He has your yes, and it's full steam ahead. It's full steam ahead. Hallelujah. There's no looking back. Don't try to look back through the door opening that you came through. He's carrying you through. You don't even have to do it. He's just carrying you through. He's so proud of you. He's so proud of you, how you've stood in the face of adversity, how you've stood in the face of so many challenges. You've weathered so many storms by His Spirit. He's helped you. He's empowered you. But you had the ability to run. You had the ability to say no, and you never did. You said yes consistently. And because of that, you've made it. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're about to see signs and wonders and miracles and the hand of God on your life. The power of God flowing through you. You're going to see the captives set free. You're going to see people get up out of wheelchairs. You're going to see people that were blind and they're going to see. You're going to see the Holy Spirit heal. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And He says, I'm supposed to end the word there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the defining moment. Thank you, God, for these ones that have given you their yes. Thank you for their commitment, God. I just praise you, Lord, for each one of them who has said yes, who's gone through the trials and the fiery furnace. I can only imagine what they have gone through because of their great love for you and their commitment to you, Jesus. Thank you for how you've sustained them. Thank you for how you've been in the fire with them, Jesus. Thank you for what you brought them through, God. And I thank you for this next season, this open door. God, I ask you just to help each one of them not look back, but to look at you, Lord, and just to trust you, to hold your hand, to walk in the water with you. And I thank you right now, God, for the signs, the wonders, and the miracles. Thank you for the revival. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And I just bless each one of you in the name of Jesus. Just take this word to the Lord. Take this word to the Lord. Judge this word. Test the spirit behind this word. Ask the Lord if this word is for you. Ask Him to speak more to you about it. And I bless each one of you in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful day.